Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Reap.
That's me. All right. Thank you. What up, bumpkins? Welcome to episode 161 of Country-ish. It's our last show of the year. We're going to make it good. Today's show, I would say it's like an ice-cold naked fruitcake from your favorite crazy cousin. Huh? Yeah. It's National Fruitcake Day. Look at that. I got a fruitcake right here. Do y'all eat this stuff? I want to know about it. We're going to try some today. It's been a while for me. In best trends, Southwest Airlines canceled almost 3,000 flights because of a bomb cyclone, and there was a huge brawl at a Waffle House. Yeah. Also, I got more residual checks. Call in for a chance to win one of my residual checks. And in small town news, some Karen in Kentucky called 911 because of a Cousin Eddie display. Yeah. Also, my pal, my good buddy, Mark Hunt is here. And we're going to exchange or unbox gifts that we got each other at a Goodwill for another round of Goodwill hunting. And like I was telling you, we're live right now. It is 8:05 Eastern Standard Time. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And I got, two interns up in here fact-checking me and reading comments and whatnot. Over here sitting by his dang self. We got ourselves a veteran, a dang hero. I'm talking about intern, Sergeant Mark, having eight balls deep. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, sir.
I'm doing good. Thank you for showing up.
I show up even when others don't.
That's right. Last night he showed up.
Last night?
Yeah. I forgot that I had told these guys last week. Monday night, meet me here. We're going to organize these T-shirts.
And you didn't show up.
No, I'm over at Jody's. He goes, I'm outside.
Dude.
I'm
like, shit. Dude's committed. I love it.
So I had forgot about it.
You forgot about it, too.
And you forgot about it, didn't you?
Let me walk you around the room, that voice you're hearing over here at this table. That is intern Isaiah, sweet little Hayseed Gen Z. And sitting next to him is John Stamos's little half-brother, Marcus Stamos. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. What's up? Hold on, man, Isaiah. What's on your hand there, buddy? Come here.
You got something
That's
on his hand?
Eczema.
He's got a little bit of eczema. I just happened to notice it when he done his wave thing.
I didn't notice the eczema.
They make a cream for that.
They do. Is it contagious? Like if you rubbed your eczema on Mark?
It is very contagious.
Oh, boy. No, it's not.
Get him some eczema.
I don't know it ain't contagious. Put it on my face.
Yeah, give him some deviled eczema. Deviled eczema.
Yeah.
Real quick, New Year's Eve coming up, boys. I'll be in Charlotte. Come see me in Charlotte at the Comedy Zone Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Who's coming? That's why I'm wearing the new New Year's hat. Are you making any resolutions at home? Are you doing that? Is that something that you still do? New Year's resolutions? Type it in the comments section. What about you, Stamos?
I hadn't really thought of any, but usually people do the going to work out, you know, new year, new me kind of thing.
But, yeah, they'll join a gym
and then they'll
get in there.
I noticed Planet Fitness every year, it's pretty packed.
Packed in January.
January into February, then it calms down a little bit.
When do you say it calms down? February, March?
Yeah, late February.
Yep.
It starts wearing off.
It's when those IRS checks come in.
Oh.
Is that going to be your resolution, getting back in the gym?
I've already started.
You've already started?
Yeah.
So what would be a good resolution for you?
Man.
I know.
I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? What should Mark Stamos's New Year's resolution be? Put it in the comment section. Isaiah, are you going to do any resolutions? Less eczema, maybe?
Yeah, less eczema. That's my New Year's resolution.
How about you, Ball?
I'm going to try and travel a little bit more.
Atta boy.
There you go.
That's a good one. A lot of people use that.
I feel like you were already well-traveled, but why not keep going?
I want to slow down and actually pay attention this time.
Yeah, enjoy it for you
exactly.
On your time. Yeah. I get it. I think my New Year's resolution is I am going to start thinning the herd, canceling a lot of things that I've signed up for over the years that I just keep getting billed for. I'm going to get the credit card, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, today... I've got three gym memberships.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And LA Fitness,
you go to one.
I never canceled when I left LA. Called today and tried to cancel that.
Let me ask you, how much is that?
I don't know.
You don't even know. Yeah.
Then when Planet Fitness shut down, I joined the spa.
That would be out in Hickory. Yeah.
I went three times.
Yeah.
And then I still have Planet Fitness. So that's three. I'm canceling LA Fitness for sure. Spa don't know this yet. They're going down next.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start like, you know, what I know. About, wait, what pass? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know you've got some streaming networks.
Yeah. What do you use of mine? I'll give you a heads up before I cancel it. What do you got? You got Netflix.
I use your Netflix. I think I use your...
He uses my passwords.
I use your
Prime.
So
when I say I'm going to cancel stuff, he gets worried about it.
But I got my own Prime finally.
Okay, good.
I use several of your things. So yeah, give me a heads up.
I will.
Thank you.
Well, y'all let me know what yours is.
Canceling your Pornhub account?
You don't have to pay for that. You just go there. Why would I pay for it if it's free? leave a comment. We'll get to it. Try to get to it at the end of the show. And if I don't get to it at the end of the show, then I will read it next week. And here's how you know I do that. I'm going to read comments now from last week. Last week, we asked everybody, what's your favorite or least favorite Christmas songs? Some of you answered that question. Bob Haynes, he said, favorite, Jingle Bell Rock. Okay, least favorite, All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
Everyone
is done with that song. According to this podcast, you know, that was everybody's least favorite because it's played out. Samantha Dawn Kingston, she goes, favorite is Frosty the Snowman by Jimmy Durante. I do kind of like that. You know, there are certain Christmas songs. Jody brought this up to me the other day, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember. I know what you're saying. Like, Burl Ives is the only one who can say, have a holly jolly Christmas. Is that right? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, I believe so.
Burl Ives? Yeah. Nobody, if someone else tries to sing that song, I go, no, that's not yours.
Nobody sings like that anymore. I mean, that whole aspect, like Bing Crosby, all of them, nobody cares about that.
You're right, Burl Ives.
Burl Ives, to me, is the only guy who is allowed to sing Holly Jolly Christmas. So I feel that way with Frosty the Snowman. Jimmy Durante's the only guy. Do you know that version?
Yeah, that's the
Frosty
OG version.
Frosty the Snowman, you know?
Yeah.
He's got that old school vibe to him. Karen Vickers, another favorite is, I want a hippocampus for Christmas. I'm not familiar with the song, I want a hippocampus for Christmas. Now,
reckon that's a typo or
well,
is that
I don't know. I think
Christmas
I've heard the word
song.
Hippocampus
I've
before.
I've heard of the word hippocampus before.
What is a hippocampus ball? Do you know what that is?
It's part of the brain. So it's the center of the brain that's emotion, memory, and the autonomic nervous system.
This is great.
So she's
Karen
like
Vickers,
the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
She's like the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. She needs a brain. That's funny. It's got to be a typo, right?
Well, but it's a real word.
It is a real word. Well, that's what spell check does. It tells you that apparently she's misspelled hippopotamus.
Yeah, right? I think so.
And then it goes like, oh, hippocampus? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure.
What's better than hippocannabis?
Cannabis. Hippocannabis.
Yep.
Hippocannabis?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be some good stuff.
That's got to be some good stuff.
Sounds worth exploring.
You should know.
Yeah, you should know.
It's cannabis so powerful that it would mess up a hippo. You imagine what it does to a human? No, but Karen, I know you meant to type, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Now, and I wasn't even familiar with that song until I read this comment, and apparently that's a song, that's a real song, right? So, okay.
You've never heard I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
No.
I think like a little girl sings it, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
They did that a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, Santa baby, it's like a woman who's trying to sound like a little girl.
What the hell are you going to do with the hippopotamus?
Thank you.
Where are you going to put it?
Where are you going to put
Unless
it?
Unless you live on
where are you
the
Dutton get it?
Ranch or some mega ranch.
Who's going to clean up after?
I think it'll kill you.
Who's going to feed it?
They're aggressive.
Well, the one aspect, instead of that girl that woman trying to sound like a girl, though, the original song was done by a 10-year-old. So they
Which
at least
one?
For the hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
She was 10 years old when she recorded it.
Yep. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for the comment, Karen Vickers. Amanda Moore. She says, okay, the chewing is obnoxious in the mic, guys. Yeah, that's my bad. I went back and listened to the last episode, and Samantha, it's your fault. She sent us food, and I was hungry.
Yeah.
That Chex Mix came out. You're right. It was obnoxious. It was unprofessional. And I'm going to do my best to never do that again.
Yeah.
Chris Hudson, he says, "What's up, guys? I was the guy in Vegas that gave the shout out to Isaiah." Ha ha. Oh, yeah. Chris Hudson. Good to see you, man. Yeah, you got a fan. Chris Hudson's your number one fan. We got to get a shirt for him.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You remember the guy giving the shout out?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the video.
I made a video and put it on the episode that you weren't here. Thanks for watching. Jason Hartso, he says, "Funny skit thought. Gang comes up and starts singing while they hold you at gunpoint and rob you."
What? Hmm.
Now he's talking about, we talked about going Christmas caroling last episode. And do people do that anymore? It's random.
They won't answer the door, probably.
Yeah. But he's saying it'd be funny. That's the new way of robbing people. So it looks like, oh, these are just very, you know, well-wishers, good people who are come to sing
carolers,
Christmas songs. But the whole time they get a gun, like, give me a wallet. Have a holiday, give me the wallet. Yeah. You know, and then they rob you.
Hand that over.
Plain daylight. Good one, Jason Hartsall. All righty, folks. How was everybody's Christmas? Let's go around the room. What did you get for Christmas, Marcus Stamos?
I got some hand soap.
Okay. That's practical.
My daughter, she's big into this, to health care, like beauty aids.
Mm-hmm.
So she got me some face soap and some hand soap.
Like that.
Yeah, it's just stuff like that.
Very good.
That was my main gift.
Now, we were supposed to bring gifts in here.
Yeah.
Where was the one you brought?
I left it in another room.
Well, dagnabbit.
It was a puzzle kind of thing.
Ball, will you do me a favor? Do you know where is it in that room? I want to see if Ball can grab it.
It's in the Goodwill room, right there when you walk in.
Okay. The reason why I'm having Ball go get it is because I already know this. He hasn't gotten his gift yet.
Oh.
Therefore, he can't really show his gift. My gift to you in a minute is going to be a residual check. Hang on. Isaiah, what did you get for Christmas?
What didn't I get for Christmas?
Wow.
I
got
a more bunch like of shoes. It. Santa Claus loves
Santa
you.
Santa Claus came to your house.
I got a bunch of shoes, blue jeans, a bunch of Yellowstone t-shirts.
Is that one of them?
Yep.
Wow. Let me see it. Show everybody your Yellowstone shirt. Well, you have to raise up a little bit.
Dutton Ranch.
There you go. All right, it says Yellowstone, Dutton Ranch. And on the back, Yellowstone, Dutton Ranch, Montana, 1886. Yep. Very good.
Big fan.
Did you have a good Christmas?
And then I got a bunch of records, too.
Yeah, you have a vinyl. Oh, look at that. What does it say?
It says, "Can I Take My Hounds to Heaven?" It's Tyler Childers, and it's like country, hounds? Blues. Yeah.
What's a helm?
Hound.
Hound. Oh, I thought he said Helms.
Helms.
I thought he said Helms.
Like mayonnaise? Helmans? What? Open it up. What is it on the inside?
Does it have cool artwork? It's three records.
Three records.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Jubilee!
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 Jubilee! It's a Sunday morning gospel jubilee.
You remember that?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's all right.
Thanks for looking. Yeah, maybe I'll make him go out and look for it. Don't worry. Come back at the end of the show. We're going to show what Mark got. It was an interesting little... It was a bottle.
Yep.
Like a old...
whiskey bottle.
Whiskey bottle. It's a puzzle. It's a game. And it had a stick that you would put the stick in it and try to attach a nut and a bolt and some other wire.
Yep.
And apparently you know how they would make... Guys would build ships. Model
ship
ships.
Ship in a bottle,
ship in a bottle.
Never figured that
this
out.
This is like a game in a bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you like to know what I got? You got more?
Oh, that was it.
Okay.
Yep.
Spoiled. He's spoiled.
Oh, and then I got two more records. I got Nelly, Country Grammar, and I got the Black Eyed Peas, Ella Funk.
Good ones. Black Eyed Peas, can't go wrong. Great workout music. Maybe that'll inspire you.
Somebody loves you.
Yeah. And then the...
Nelly. Country Grammar. Yeah. Country Grammar.
That's all great. I got this right here. Boothang got me this. I love this thing. It's a tumbler.
Sharp.
But it's not gigantic. It's about the size of a beer. So it looks cooler than that big ass sippy bottle thingy I had over here with a straw. Why do y'all tell me how dumb I looked at that? Now I look like a man.
Yeah.
Regular size. I got one of those too for Christmas. It's a camouflage.
And it's got this lid. Keeps things hot or cold. Love it. And I got this flannel shirt from
got you a woodcutting
her
shirt.
Mama. Yep.
Nice.
So it was a good Christmas all the way around. What'd you get? Leave it in the comment section. Did you guys happen to watch A Christmas Story Christmas?
No, sir.
Marcus?
Christmas Story Christmas?
Yes. You're familiar with A Christmas Story?
Yes, love that movie.
This is the sequel to that. Just came out this year. Hmm. Called A Christmas Story Christmas. Are you familiar? Haven't seen it. You haven't seen it?
I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
Is this on the movies?
No. It's on
HBO Max.
HBO Max or Amazon Prime, I guess.
It's on Amazon Prime?
Maybe. Maybe it's just HBO Max. Ball, have you seen it?
I didn't even know they put it out on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm behind the power curve.
Well, as I've said many times, if you've listened to this show, I think A Christmas Story is the best Christmas movie ever.
Agreed.
And I also would say it might be one of the best movies ever. Forget that it's about Christmas.
Yeah,
it's just a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people love it. That's why they play it 24 hours every Christmas on TBS and TNT. Well, they made a sequel, and they brought back all the characters, which I love. So you got Ralphie is back. Peter Billingsley's playing Ralphie the way it should be. And the brother is back, the same kid who played the brother. Yep, and you've got the same best friends, Flick, one of the guys that put their tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
And the guy who double dog dared him, those guys. Same dudes are back. And you've got Farkas, the guy who played Farkas.
Which was you,
I is mean. Back. Right. Ginger, fellow Ginger. So he's back.
There he is.
There he is.
Yeah.
Now he's a cop. So I'll say this, it's satisfying. If you love the first one, you'll be happy with this. There's no way it's going to be better or as good as the first. But it's good. And there are some interesting things that happen. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it. But get ready for that, maybe. I'm going to try and not spoil it, but...
Maybe it'll be on regular TV next year.
It's kind of touching. Like, I teared up at the end. Because one of the main characters from the first A Christmas Story is the dad.
Mm-hmm. And he's no longer with us.
Right. He has passed away. So they couldn't bring him back because he died.
Right.
But they made that part of this story. So in this movie, Ralphie, now it takes place in the 60s. Right, because the original one probably took place in the 40s, so now he's older. Now it's like the 60s.
Mm. What about Melinda Dillon? Is she still alive?
Who's that? The mom?
Yep, the mom.
I don't know, but they didn't use the original mom. But they did use a famous actress who's been in a lot of airplane movies. So she was good. But I'll just say this. It's good. It's satisfying. It's heartwarming at the end. You might cry at the end. And it's interesting how it's almost like a prequel in a weird way. This movie is almost, even though it takes place later, it's kind of a prequel because, now I'll quiz you guys. You've seen A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Okay. So you know when you're watching this, there's a narration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the guy who's narrating it is an adult man. It's not a kid's voice. It's a man. Right?
You almost got that retrospective type aspect.
So the man doing it is reminiscing it when he was a kid. So now you take that adult, and that's what this character turns into. If you watch the movie, it'll make sense. It's in a weird way, it's a prequel. This movie ends with the very beginning of A Christmas Story.
Who narrated the second one? Because
Peter Billingsley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Remember
because
Gene
he's a
Shepard.
Grown man, so why wouldn't he do
right.
it? Yeah.
Because didn't Gene Shepard die too?
I think so.
The guy that narrated the first one?
Yeah. And that's how this whole thing started, mm-hmm. based on that guy.
Yeah, it was based on his
stories
childhood.
On his life, yeah.
Right.
So they're making that a part of this character. So it's great. The dad's, like I said, the dad's death is the main part of this. So if you liked the first one, you'll be happy with the second. Give it a shot. Panthers, baby!
We got a chance.
Wow. What's the record?
6-8 or
have we lost 8 or 9 games?
Six and seven.
Seven. Six and seven.
No, we've either lost eight or nine. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's seven now.
Somebody Google that.
I got it right here.
Fact check me.
So we got to win. We got to beat Tampa next week.
They're 6-9.
At Tampa. Six and nine.
Oh, I was way off.
So if they win their next two games, they'll make it to the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, you know, I made a bet in Vegas.
You did?
$20 that the Panthers would win the whole thing.
10,000, right?
I'll get 10,000.
Hey.
Let's go Panthers, baby. You got to believe, man.
Never know.
We could do it. We could easily beat the rest of these teams.
It's something about that South this year, though, because the AFC and NFC is just choking.
Our defense is decent. Sometimes they show up and they play really good. Sometimes they bend a little bit.
And that run game.
Our offense, we've had, I don't know how many quarterbacks this year. Right now you've got
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, who's doing fine. All he does is hand the ball off. We ran all over Detroit. I mean, that was amazing. That first drive, it was nothing but run plays. And they just, it was easy. So it could happen. I mean, did you watch the Tampa Bay game? They barely beat Arizona.
Yep.
And Arizona sucks this year. So I'm
Tampa's
saying.
Tampa's not good either.
So. It's possible. And the Saints suck. Those last two games are against teams who have losing records like us.
And they picked up Josh Norman, an old Panther from back in the day. Did you see that?
The Panthers did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
Good deal. Alrighty then, let's move forward with the show. Don't forget, we got residual checks to give away, okay? So stick around for that, a great small town news story. But I say we move on to our first segment. Now, as you guys, what I like to do here, and by the way, you guys need to be reminding me of this. This has a sponsor, Hendrick Honda of Hickory. You need a new vehicle? How about a used vehicle? Would you like a hot dog? Go down to Hendrick Honda Hickory, and they will hook you up. I got a brand new car.
Yeah, you did.
That was my Christmas
yeah,
gift.
Yeah, I saw your, it's funny, I saw your old car on the lot last night.
Oh, yeah, they already cleaned it up and put it up there.
Put it on the lot.
Yep.
Yep.
So now I have I had a 2021 Honda Passport. Now I have a 2022 Honda Passport Trail Sport.
Yeah, it's like a outdoorsy type vehicle. It looks really good.
I love it. It's got a weird thing on the back tire, over the back tire.
Well, that is the, and also it's got HPD, which stands for, what is it?
High Performance Development.
But our Hickory Police Department, but,
yeah,
that's their
But it says
too,
HPD, so I'm worried that people are going to think, you know, I'm trying to be a cop or
Undercover.
Look like a cop or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what worked for Hank Guess.
Yep. That's right. But no, it's a great car. I love it, and you should get one too. All right, what I do here is I go to Twitter. I click on your hashtag, I find, what are y'all talking about? What's the world talking about? Maybe I should weigh in on that subject matter. It's a segment I like to call, ooh, it's the best trends. Here's what you're talking about. There it is. Hashtag Waffle House. Did you guys see this yet? This just happened. Literally about 4 hours before we went on. I noticed that this was trending. Let's watch this video and enjoy ourselves a good old Waffle House brawl. And I want to know what Mark thinks of this this one particular lady.
Was it a slobber knocker?
Well, it's a lot of stuff. Check it out. So this Waffle House, probably 2 a.m. This is in Austin, Texas. I don't know how it started. We were picking it up about halfway in. You got the staff versus... Oh, now we got two ladies going to get on top of the bar and say something and do something. One fat ass, two fat. Oh, we fall down. That's going to hurt.
That was a bad bump.
Now look at this girl with these hooks, dude.
Coming in with the right
hooks.
She's
got some training. She's throwing hooks. And, okay, now they got the hair. They always go for the hair at some point.
Yeah, it's over when you get the hair.
Once you get the hair, and there's a flame still on the grill. Oh, if you saw it, there's a flame. But this lady behind the bar, this lady who works at Waffle House, now she's getting ganged up on. Now one guy's trying to break it up.
Crap.
Got one more staff member coming in for a random punch. But this girl, you could tell, the one who, right now she's locked up in the hair. But when she cut, you saw her throwing those hooks. Those look like boxing, like Sugar Ray Leonard, like you using your whole body.
Yeah. Right.
Like she was twisting, like getting into it. She knew what she was doing, had some training maybe.
So there's a WWE match going on in this Waffle
House. This is what
house.
It's like. Yeah. But then this lady tries to throw a chair over the bar at the chick, and watch how she handles a chair being.
Ooh. Whoa!
She no-sold that. She just.
Dude, I think she caught it and threw it down like, bring it.
Wow.
I'm telling
she's
you.
She's a superhero.
This, yeah.
She's better like than Ronda Rousey.
I mean, it's like, it reminds me of.
She's saying, come on.
Let's bring me another chair. I need a place to sit. That was a horrible throw.
Wow. What a
all these people are ganging up on the staff. That one girl was holding her own. I want to know who that chick is.
Yeah.
I want to hire her to be my bodyguard.
I think you need to open your own Waffle House.
No way, dude.
Yes. We could do the show at the Waffle House.
No way. Why? I do like Waffle House. I mean, I've eaten there many times. It's where people go. Dude, that catch is amazing. That is an amazing catch. She needs to play for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Boom!
Wow.
That would scare me if I had thrown a chair to some girl and she caught it and threw
like
it down.
It's like she caught it. And just threw it to the side.
Yeah, like, give me that.
I would like to see what happened before the fight went down. Like,
well, yeah, I'd like to know why it started. I don't know why. This just now popped up. I don't know much about this. Here's another angle. But what, is there a character from a movie who's caught an arrow and then broke it?
I feel like
it's something like that. Yeah, like you shoot a bow and arrow at somebody and they just catch it.
Look, he's trying to eat.
Why does that sound funny?
My man's just trying to eat his dinner. Yeah, see?
He didn't even get up. I'm going to finish his grits.
Get them grits. Paying no attention.
But, like, did you see, what's that movie? Oh, God, it's a kung fu movie where the guy catches the bullet in his teeth. The Last Dragon.
With Bruce Lee?
That's Enter the Dragon. The Last Dragon was an 80s kung fu / breakdancing movie.
Breakdancing in a kung fu movie.
Yes, it's kung fu and breakdancing movie. It's a kind of a comedy action flick, but there's a scene where the guy gets shot, and they think it got him, but he caught the bullet in his teeth and spit it out. And I feel like that's this chick right here.
She's badass, man. What's her name?
Boom. Yeah.
I want her like, hanging
know
out
if
with
she's
me.
She's actually like she. It looks fake. It's so good. It looks fake.
Yeah.
Like it's on a string. Like they did it in reverse. Like she actually picked it up and threw it and then just played it in reverse.
Like, what else you got?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd like to know who this lady is. So if the internet sleuths out there can find out who this girl is, I want to get her on the show and talk to her.
Yeah.
I want to get her side of the story. What happened?
Yeah. WWE needs to hand her a contract.
Wouldn't you be
quick.
Nervous if you were her? And it seems like the whole restaurant was coming at her.
Yep.
And
she handled herself very well.
Yeah. Hats off.
Yeah.
To that girl.
Nothing good ever happens at Waffle. You know, after
the
midnight.
The food's great.
It's usually that's pretty common.
Which is worse? Like, which would you be most afraid to go to for situations like this? Popeyes at 2 in the morning or Waffle House at 2 in the morning?
Waffle House.
I say Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's, you know, all the bars and all the clubs let out. That's where everybody goes.
That's where everybody funnels to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have, we've many times after yesterday's.
We've been
I've attended a Waffle House. I actually did a dine and dash there one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't pay?
Back in my heathen days, didn't pay. I said, let's get out of here. Yeah, we just, about four of us, ate and ran.
Yeah.
It was dumb. Sorry about that, Waffle House. You deserve better. So, yeah, don't, I hope that Waffle House, the employees, I hope they don't get in trouble for this. You know, I take it back. I need to know the whole story. We don't know what happened. We don't know what led up to this. Mm. But, it's usually never the staff's fault.
No.
All right. Ball.
Sir.
You ever been in a fight in a Waffle House?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Maybe we should start one.
I don't want to.
We can always bring Isaiah to manage it.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next trend. # Southwest Airlines. Have you been hearing about this, Wolf?
Yes, sir.
They canceled over... were almost 3,000 flights on Monday, 71% of the flights got canceled, while other airlines, not so much. They got hubs in Chicago and Denver. You know, it was a bomb cyclone.
Yep.
What's that, Mark?
That's a big snowstorm.
Yeah.
A lot of people died, I think.
What is it? But what is it technically a bomb? I've heard them before. But it's like a huge dumping of bad wind. Because it's very windy even here. We got wind.
Yeah, we got some wind.
We got really cold weather. We didn't get any snow. But we got the wind and we got the cold. We had neighbors' trees fall down in our neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some really cold weather. Which is very odd for here. We don't usually get.
Like it was like, what, 7 degrees?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It was.
I've been seeing videos of people throw the hot water in the air and it turns into mist and it freezes right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this one lady. Her hair was wet. She had long hair and it was wet. Like she just got out of a shower. And she's there with her family. And she opens the sliding glass door where it's like, you know, negative 38 degrees. She goes outside and just does her hair like that and just kind of shakes it for a minute. And within 15, 20, 30 seconds, it froze. And she looked her head back up and it was like straight up, looked like Edward Scissorhands' hair coming out. And her kids were freaking out. But yeah.
Medusa.
Sorry about that. I feel bad for the people who got stuck in airports right around Christmas time. So they got Southwest, though, they're not the best. I try my best not to fly Southwest.
You made a rhymey.
I did. I didn't mean to.
Good.
They used to call it Southwest because it was horrible. I don't like the way they seat. It's like a cattle call, you know. They don't give you a seat. You just like.
Show up.
Whenever you get on the plane, you sit where you feel
like
it.
It's like a bus.
Yeah. It's like a bus. And so they canceled all their flights. They got hubs in Chicago and Denver. So a lot of people trapped in Denver and Chicago. They were basically, they're understaffed, overbooked. They oversold a bunch of flights. And their system was like old and outdated and stranded. That is the price you pay, though, when you try to fly during a bomb cyclone around Christmas. You know, I've done it before. But you're gambling when you do this.
Have you been in a bomb cyclone before?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that part. Like, just traveling during the holidays. You know.
Because everything
you're gambling.
Everything gets congested about that time frame between weather, travel, all that stuff. So, I mean.
So, don't act surprised that your flight got canceled. A, you're traveling right around Christmas. B, bomb cyclone. So, I kind of feel sorry for you. I kind of don't. All right. Guess what? Today is... December the 27th is National Fruitcake Day. Look at here. I went out and bought a fruitcake for us, boys. This is Benson's Old Home Classic Fruitcake.
I like how it says special today.
It was. I went to Lowe's.
We got to get rid of these, they said.
Well, I went to Lowe's and I'm like, I looked around, I couldn't find any. So I went to the bakery, I'm like, I felt stupid even asking, y'all have fruitcakes? Like, no one buys these things. She goes, I think. And then he had to get, like, two other people. And then he had to go to the back. And she came out. And she goes, today it's half price.
Thank you.
Why are you hiding it in the back?
Shouldn't it be on half price?
So I think they're about to throw this away. I think they're about to throw this away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got it for us, half price. $7.99. Now, Marcus, I know you don't eat sweets.
Yeah, we can't chew on the air anymore.
Can't what?
Can't chew on the air.
Right. We're going to try not to chew on the air.
Boothing.
I haven't had a fruitcake 15, 20 years.
What's actually in a fruitcake?
I'm glad you asked, Marcus. Usually made with chopped, candied, or dried fruit, nuts. It's got different spices, and sometimes they'll soak it in alcohol, you know. It's been a holiday tradition for many years, dating back to ancient Rome. America, here, we make fruitcake with fruits and nuts. Basically, it's different random fruits, and you can see right in here all the different fruits and nuts. We're going to try some. Ball, you got a plate over there. I've sliced off three different ones. One's for you, one's for Isaiah, one's for Mark. I say we give it the old taste test. And look at this thing.
I'm just going to take one.
Oh, this is a straight-up cherry, which is in here. It looks like a gummy. But I'm going to try it and see what happens. Ready? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very nutty.
Yeah. You know what would make this better? Washing it down with Sun Drop.
Oh, look at that.
Company man.
Actually, not as bad as what I thought.
Right. I don't hate this. Here's the thing. They shouldn't make it around Christmas because there are so many other great pies or cakes or desserts.
This one gets overlooked.
Yeah. This will be the last thing I choose. If you're telling me, walk over to the dessert table and get you something, and I saw a pecan pie, chocolate pie, cheesecake. Fruitcake. I'm not going to pick this thing up.
Nobody will.
But it's not bad. It's just not great. What do you think, Isaiah?
It sucks.
Isaiah don't like it. Ball?
I hate it.
Marcus, did you even try it?
Very nutty. I took a little nibble. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like, when you think of a cake, I don't want a crunch in my cake.
Yeah.
No, not, maybe like a coffee cake, you get that little bit up top or something. But
what about nut bread? Do you like banana nut bread?
Say that real fast.
Do you like banana bread?
Banana bread.
It's not bad, but I've never had a crunchy layer on top.
Too much fruit.
It looks like dressing. Looks like dressing kind of from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But it's got a sweet taste to it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder if that would be good if you used it as dressing. Shoved it inside of a turkey's butt, cooked it.
Maybe.
Wait, if you put this up a turkey?
Yeah.
Ugh, that would taste terrible.
Yeah, well, there you go. Happy, I want to say to you guys, happy Fruitcake Day.
Thank you.
Does this have to be a holiday, Fruitcake Day?
It's an irrational national holiday.
You think it'd be before
very
Christmas.
Irrational.
After Christmas. That's weird.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yep.
Let's move on to our next segment, guys. As you guys know, there's a lot of negative things going on in the news right now. A lot of politics, pandemics, Putin's, petroleum. We ignore those things. We do happy-go-lucky, weird things that happen in small towns. It's a segment that can be best described by my good, talented friend, Justin Clyde Williams.
We're just small-town dudes with small-town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right, thank you, Justin Clyde. Well, this happened just now over Christmas in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Where's that at?
I have no clue.
That's where the shepherds are from, right? You would think in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, it'd only be nativity scenes, right? The shepherds. But this is what happened, see?
It's near Louisville.
Yeah, that's one way of pronouncing it.
How do you say it?
Well, Louisville is now accepted. It's never been Louisville. If you say Louisville, they'll kick you out.
Right.
Louisville is acceptable because of the Louisville Slugger. They make the baseball bats there. But what they say it is Louisville.
What did I say? You said
Louisville.
It's all one. It's like,
no, but like I said, it's acceptable.
So it's kind of like Cherryville.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
Cherryville.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
So here's what happened. A Cousin Eddie display in Kentucky apparently looked a little too real, and the police were called to check it out. And do you want to hear the 911 call? Someone called 911 over this.
Yes,
this is the phone
please.
Call, I think. Let's hear this.
Had a male standing outside. He is naked. He has a robe covering part of his body. He is exposing himself, and he has a hose between his legs.
Yeah, he does. So
this is the shitter phone.
Yeah, someone made a Cousin Eddie display, which I think is funny. It's, you know, it's harmless. You got Cousin Eddie. It's a mannequin out there with the hat and the cigar in its mouth. It's got an orange hose. That's what I got.
You would think that she would notice.
She did.
Hey, that fella ain't moving.
She did.
What do you think happened here, Mark? What's the story behind this? Someone call?
I think she knew that it was a mannequin. She's just being a Karen. She didn't like the neighbors. They've probably been into it before.
Mm-hmm.
They've had disputes and just felt like calling the police on the
Didn't like the attention the neighbor was getting. I like the attention to
too
detail.
Much attention.
I see the Karen syndrome is still, you know, they still haven't come up with a...
That's a thing.
That's a Kentucky Karen, right?
Exactly.
Or she could have felt like it was inappropriate. Like, hey, why would you do that to a mannequin? Strip it down and put a robe on it.
I don't know. I mean, she couldn't have thought it was a real person.
Right.
But look... I love the attention to detail. The orange hose. You got the cat, the dead cat. Remember how the cat was
that
electrocuted?
Got electrocuted because he went into the Christmas lights.
It's underneath the couch or the ottoman or whatever, the chair.
Snots.
What
the
do you
dog?
Call the... The crate right there, the black thing right in front of him. It's wooden. It's a pallet. Thank you. Pallet. It's a wooden pallet. Do you see it?
I see it. Yeah, but I can't remember what it relates.
Pallet. It's a pallet, but they painted it black to look like where he's putting the hose down into the drain. So that's sewer. They went out of their way to go get a pallet, paint it black. So that's cool. Then you've got the dog.
Yep, Snots.
Snots, the dog. Oh, he's just yakking on a bone.
But that's a real dog.
No. Not that is a fake dog. I think. I don't know. Play the video, Alan. We'll talk over it so we don't get flagged.
Snots.
Where we left. Snots, the dog. That's not a real dog.
I just want people to have a good Christmas.
Yeah, okay. You can turn the audio off. That way we don't. But yeah. So it's got a beer. It's holding a Bud Light.
And they even have that sewer coming from the hose, like that green-colored sewer.
Yeah.
That was
oh, that's
movie.
Right. It was green, wasn't it? I forgot about that. Well, the homeowner, Joni Kinney, said she decided to put up the display from her favorite Christmas movie to have some fun. She said everybody has a cousin Eddie in their family.
Amen.
And I just, some of them got a lot of cousins.
I have a lot of cousin Eddies in my family.
And if you don't have a cousin Eddie in your family, then that's you. You're the cousin Eddie. No one's told you yet.
Get you one.
But you are one. She just wanted people to have a good Christmas and get a laugh. The officers just laughed at it too, took a picture. But the police chief said never a dull moment here in Shepherdsville. But yeah, I want to know why this lady decided to call the police to begin with. There's no way she thought it was a real person. Just being, I think you're right, Mark. I think it has to do with there's something between. Oh, what if it's this though? What if they called it on themselves because they wanted publicity? They knew if they called the cops and it made it to the press that they would make it onto television.
Very good.
And now
very
look
good
at
idea.
Them.
And she would be on the show.
That's it.
She made it.
She's trying to get on country-ish.
Mission accomplished, Joni. Congratulations, you're on country-ish. Well, that's what happened there in Shepherd. I wonder what, at least it's that scene. There was, there's not like a real dirty scene in Christmas Vacation, but there is this. And I wonder if D. Alan Jackson on the fly could find this scene. There's a scene in Christmas Vacation where Cousin Eddie has delivered the mean boss. Remember that mean boss?
Oh, and Beverly D'Angelo has her hand on Chevy Chase's balls.
Crotch.
You know this scene?
Yeah.
All right, see if you can find that.
Yeah, the police break in and everything.
That would be funny.
Nice.
How about get a mannequin, a couple of mannequins, and recreating that on your front yard?
Yeah.
That scene right there of just the ball grab. And then the guy comes in and goes, oh, she goes, oh, hi, nice to meet you, and shakes his hand and puts her hand
puts it back
on the crotch. Yeah. I bet that was a fun scene for Chevy Chase that day. How many times do you think
he got
a
little excited?
Yeah, over time.
I was going to say, I wonder how many takes they had to do.
Well,
yeah, I know, right?
I'd say, like, I can't go over five, or we're going to have to take a break. Five takes, and I'm done.
And she was a looker.
Yeah. I was about to say, I wouldn't be mad if Beverly D'Angelo went to touch my junk.
Then, nobody not would. Now, but then, yeah.
Then, yeah.
She got naked in the first National Lampoon's movie.
Yep. Showed her boobies.
Yep.
Really?
And what was it? Just Vacation. National Lampoon's Vacation, I think, right?
European.
No, that was the second one. And there were boobs in that too, but it was a different chick.
They're all good.
Yeah. Guys my age, we know when boobies come popping out in any movie from the 80s or 90s, right?
Yeah.
Before the internet, you had to know.
We were raised on Porky's and it was left loose from there.
I remember when the Quick Stop started renting VHS movies. And we'd go in there and look at the comedy section and look at the back, looking for nudity or strong sexual content.
You know, the only
even
movie,
brief nudity.
The only movie my daddy took me to was Risky Business.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tom Cruise.
The only movie he ever took, I don't know why in the hell we went and saw that movie, but we had to leave. It was that bad.
Because he thought it was too bad for you.
Too bad for me. I don't know what he thought. That would be a good movie.
He went back and watched it after he dropped you off, though.
Probably.
Yeah, he
rented it on VHS.
Yeah, there's a good sex scene in Risky Business on the train, the subway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what did it.
What's that girl's name, the actress? DeMornay? Rebecca DeMornay.
Rebecca DeMornay.
Gosh, she was so hot. Anyway, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Right? Might be small, but the news is huge. Alrighty, we got a lot of show to do, guys. I got residual checks to give away. Me and Mark are going to unbox gifts that we got each other from a Goodwill and Goodwill Hunting. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Hey everybody, let's go cruising! That's right, we're doing it again. November 5 through 11, 2023, we're going cruising, baby. And I want you to come with me. This time, 7 days on Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. It is the world's largest cruise ship. It is brand new. We leave from Port Canaveral with stops at Royal Caribbean's private island, perfect day at Coco Cay, Cozumel, Mexico. We're going to Isla Roatan, Honduras. We're going to Puerto Costa Maya, Mexico. It's a great new ship, more destinations, more comedians, 3 comedians going to Mexico. We're called the Sea Amigos Tour because it ain't just me. We got John Heffron and we got Reno Collier. That's right. We're doing comedy, karaoke, all the meeting and greeting and drinking you can imagine. And you can book your spot right now. Go to johnreap.com/cruise and secure your spot right now. And I will see you on the boat. All right, book your cabin AS to the A to the P. It's going to be fun. Stamos is going.
Yes, I'm going. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I'm
going
to go.
It's only, what, 11 months away.
Yeah. Do it. Get on. You're going to love it. It'll be the best time you ever had in your life. But real quick, let me tell you about Camp Lejeune. For many years, between 1953 and 1987, Marines, their family members, and infant children were exposed to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, including all satellite camps. Many were sickened and died unnecessarily because of the groundwater contamination. So if you or your loved one worked, lived, or served at Camp Lejeune, call us right now for information and legal help. You might be eligible for significant financial compensation. Call the Law Office of Environmental Litigation Group at 888-660-2492. Again, that is 888-660-2492. Alrighty. In a little bit, someone's going to get this check. I got one left, Marcus.
You hadn't checked the mail lately then.
I checked it today, just ain't getting any.
What's going on?
Nobody's watching nothing.
Come on, people.
No, they're just coming random waves.
Yeah, you'll get like 8 or 10 of them at one time, and
yeah,
it might be a while for you to get any more.
So if you want to help keep the game alive, you can stream anything I've been in, like Into the Storm, Tornado movie, Harold and Kumar 2, huh?
Rodney,
Eastbound and Down, HBO.
Blackish,
Jane the Virgin.
Got a stalker over here, sounds like.
All kinds of goodies. And pretty soon, in a year from now.
Good luck, Charlie.
In a year from now, you'll be able to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO.
Is that a residual deal?
Yes, it'll be a residual deal. But before we get to this, last remaining check. Last check of the year. Wherever it's going to be big. I say you and I unbox some gifts.
Let's do it, man.
So I was joking earlier when I told you his name is Marcus Stamos. It's not. His real name is Mark Hunt. And we like to go to Goodwill and pick out a gift for each other and exchange it on the show. It is a game.
It's a game.
Yeah, because here's what I want you to do. At home, I want you to figure out who gave the better gift. Who gave the better gift? What are you laughing at?
I laugh because
Moose is laughing.
Yeah, Moose is great. He's ready to hit the Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to hit it. I'm stalling so I can breathe.
Yeah.
Tell us who gave the better gift. What's the game? I'll tell you. It's a game that we like to call... Oh, wait, we don't have a song anymore. You got a $5 we don't have to do it anymore. Bill, no, we don't. That's residual no check. More,
oh.
Thank you, Justin.
We used to do that. We used to do that.
Yeah, this is where we stall. Goodwill hunting.
Goodwill hunting.
We're just a goodwill hunting.
I ain't talking about the film starring Jason Bourne. Just being thoughtful while you're shopping at your secondhand store. You're goodwill hunting. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
Happy hunting, boy.
Appreciate you.
I love some Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Right now is a good time to go to Goodwill because everybody's taking all their old, you know, they got all these Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. So they're taking all their old stuff. They're cleaning out.
Yep.
This is the time everybody cleans out. They take stuff to Goodwill. So prime time to go to Goodwill.
Get some good stuff.
Get some good stuff right now.
All righty. So here's the thing. Part of this game is it has to make sense as to why we chose this certain gift for that person, right? So we can't just walk in there and blindly grab something and give it. That's no fun. It needs to mean something. And so consider that when you are letting us know who you think gave the better gift. All right, Marcus, I'll go first?
Go first.
Okay. Why did I get you this? I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
You're an outdoorsy guy. Lover of the Western world. You love 1883?
I do. I like the Yellowstone, the 1883, the
1923.
With Harrison Ford.
And Helen Mirren.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I even named my son after Harrison Ford.
Harrison's your
son. See,
son's
I love
name.
It.
Yes.
Even though he didn't play in that back then. But
well, you're also a fortune
I knew it was
going to
happen.
Yeah, you could read the future. But so I got you this gift with that in mind, and I also know that you have a daughter in a new place. What's the story on your house? The
one still in an Airbnb. So my place is still sitting just like it did back 3 months
They've
ago.
They've not
started on it yet.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, still.
So his house. He's out of his house because his neighbor's house burned down. And then all the smoke got in his house.
The water,
and all this stuff.
We're waiting on the neighbor to put a roof on their house, and then
wow,
we can get started on mine.
So you're still in this Airbnb.
Yeah.
And, well, I got you. That's part of this, because I know you're without a lot of your stuff.
Oh, my God,
and this could be something that could help you pass the time and connect with your daughter. Y'all could do this together. And also, it's something that is from the Western world that I think you'll like.
And I like the Western
world. That's my gift to you.
All right. You hold on to that.
All right.
What's in this?
What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Wow.
What is it, man?
Okay. Ah.
What'd you get?
I got a covered wagon model.
Huh?
So this relates well with 1883 because they had a lot of covered wagons in
1883. You betcha. That was the main story, is trying to get everybody across the dang country.
$3. You did good on that. So, yeah, I guess I can put this together. It looks like there's a bunch of pieces with it.
Yeah. Let me read on the back. See what it says on the
back. Covered wagon model. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. With authentic details from the wagons of the 1800s. Yeah, it's like a puzzle that is functional. It's a model.
Yeah.
So, we got it at Goodwill. I don't know if all the pieces are in there.
Here's a start.
I mean, I don't. Do you want me to pull this thing out?
Pull it out.
Look at this. Huh?
That
now, do you think this is. Look at that.
Isaiah.
Paint my numbers.
Would you like to take this home and put this together for me?
No, the fun of it is you and your daughter sit around and do it together.
I know. But
while 1883 is playing, you can sit here and be.
There you go. You can watch 1883 again and do that puzzle.
Look at this.
A little busy work.
It looks very difficult.
Yeah.
See the directions?
Have you ever built a model airplane or a car, anything like that in your life?
No, I tried to avoid anything like that, I think. Yeah. Did you?
No, it was difficult. I remember that was
really cool.
Boy Scouts could do it. You know, it was a lot of, like Greg Hudson used to love this kind of stuff.
So Boy Scouts, we had to do we had to race the little cars we had to make?
The
Bosselwood looking.
Oh, for the
box car.
For the Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Derby cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did do that.
Yeah, but
failed miserably.
Yeah, me too.
But thank you.
Well, maybe your daughter will be into this. Oh, maybe Harrison will be into it since he's named after
Harrison Ford, yeah. Which is in 1883. I love how you made that relate.
Thanks.
You did good, man.
Thanks, guys. Yep. So far, I'm winning because we don't know what his gift is to me and how or why it might or might not make sense. Okay. Now, right out the gate, I'm noticing that...
Looks like a rifle, don't it?
We don't have it in a box.
No, there's no box to fit it.
So you just stuffed us in a bunch of grocery bags just so we could undo it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I see that you've got... What's in the bag?
What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
I got to explain it.
What's in the bag?
I got to explain it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of people, everybody calls you John, J-O-N.
Yes.
But.
John. They spell my name J-O-H-N.
And that, you know, when you do your movies and your, anything you do, you use John.
Yeah.
But.
I don't want people to have to pronounce Jonathan.
But your real name is Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan.
Can I say something real quick about that?
Yeah, please do.
Jonathan, you know, I don't want people to have to pronounce all those syllables.
That takes a while.
So just call me John. And then because of that, they think it's spelled J-O-H-N, which it's not.
Which
it's
not.
John, J-O-N, short for Jonathan.
Yeah.
And the good thing about being a Jonathan is that I could choose to be Nathan if I wanted to. I could just knock off the J-O. I could be Nathan.
You could.
I could just be Han, H-A-N, like Han Solo. There's good. A lot of options with Jonathan.
Yeah.
If you're a J-O-H-N, you're just a toilet.
You
sorry.
But why didn't you go?
I'm gonna use the John.
Why didn't you go with J-O-H-N? Why did you go J-O-N?
Because that's not how it's spelled. My name is spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
John.
John.
Joan.
John.
John.
It's not Johan.
So
what is this? Have
I got you, I got you a little something that reminds you that you're always gonna be a Jonathan to me.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? My my stepdaughter basically calls me Jonathan.
And one of our best friends, John Beaver. Calls
only
you.
Two people in the world call me Jonathan.
Yeah.
And it's been John Beaver for a long time, but he'll do it when he's in like work mode and we gotta start doing stuff and we'll go camping. He's barking orders at people. He'll go, Jonathan, grab this thing.
Like your parents would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying it like it's a parent.
Yeah.
And then Laney just calls me Jonathan.
I like it.
All right, so let's see what this has to do. Okay.
Yeah. This was
self-explanatory.
Was at Goodwill. It's crazy, but I just happened to walk by and see a...
This is just a board with my name on it.
Removable, so you can take those out.
Okay, so let me take this plastic off.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Oh, you think this is like for a child?
It's a child that
to learn how to spell their name.
Their own name, yeah.
And then they can take it out.
See, letters.
You know, I got a knife over here. Oh, this is here. This knife was given to me.
You're not supposed to give it to me already opened.
Oh,
it's bad luck.
Whoopsie daisy.
I don't want to use it.
All right, give it to me.
Now give it to me. Thank you.
Okay. Now you cut that open. And thank you, Samantha Dawn Kingston, for the knife. I think you pretty much got it now.
I need to get somebody to sharpen it.
Well, I want to show people what I'm talking about. In case they didn't know, thank you, number one.
Yep.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
You're going to put it in your bedroom at your mom's house, I hope.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I'm basically a child again.
You are. You are a Jonathan.
I'm a
you're still with your mother.
So here's what I said. That's how you spell my name. Now, I just do that. Or if I wanted to, I could do this and be Nathan.
You could.
Right?
Yep.
I could knock this off and just be Han.
Or a Thon.
Right? I could be Nat. I could be A-T-H.
And I like how they colored in the...
Yeah, somebody did that.
Yeah.
I could be Anna. Anat. I could be Tha. Yeah, lots of things you could do with that. Thank you, Marcus.
You're welcome.
All right,
well... your bedroom on your dresser, maybe.
What did you think at home? Who gave the better gift? Leave in the comment section. There's no prize for you. We're just curious. Mm-hmm. but that's how we play Goodwill Hunting, Goodwill Hunting, Goodwill Hunting. All right. I think it's time.
Let's do it. Let's play this one last check. Yep.
All righty. Ball, let me get a ball real quick. I see you over there looking at stuff. Any interesting comments? I know you're not diligently looking, but if you see something that pops out.
Well, one thing I noticed, we got a viewer from Scotland.
Scotland.
Hyper Nikki has been very active in the chat room, and she's watching from Scotland. So she stayed up late just for you.
What time is it? Hey, Hyper Nikki?
Hyper Nikki.
Hyper? Like she's hyper?
Yeah, like hyper, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hyper Nikki.
That explains she's up.
What time is it there? Thanks for watching. I hope that you'll call in. I'd love to hear your accent. I don't know. Can they call in from Scotland?
I'm sure with these different apps, you could probably patch through because I can contact Germany through like WhatsApp.
I'd love to hear somebody from Scotland call.
So Hyper Nikki, let's get that call in.
Yeah, you've probably got a Scotland accent.
Oh, I could do an Irish accent. Yes, that's, of course.
Irish.
That's very simple. You just talk like a leprechaun. Huh?
Can you
do any accents? Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, lassie.
You've got
Hyper Nikki. I'm hoping that you win.
You win.
So here's, there may or may not be a phone number down here.
It is.
Go ahead and start a calling, because here in a minute, we're going to take three random phone calls. And here's how you know it's random. Let's show everybody the ball. Hand me that ball right there.
And why are you going for balls? Hyper Nikki says it's 2:04 a.m.
2:04 a.m. Wow. So, well, we got the orange ball of balls, and we're going to select three colors. Whatever's on this ball that Mark finds, that's the color that we choose. Now, here's the deal. We only got one check left. In case you don't know what we're doing, I'm not just a hilarious podcaster, comedian, hand model. I'm also an actor. I'm a thespian. I've been in movies, sitcoms, commercials, adult films, as you know.
Yeah, I was there for some of them.
Yep. Well, which is your favorite one?
The favorite movie that you were the
adult movie that I was in.
Long Rod.
Long Rod. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Long Rod. Yep. Some people like Last Comic Pounding. Some people like Hickory Stick. Yeah.
Didn't you do one called John Reap Takes It Deep?
John Reap goes deep. Takes it deep. He goes deep.
Yeah.
How dare
get
you?
Get it right, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I got one check left. And
that's the funniest thing he's ever said.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Isaiah.
That's our top five, brother.
I'm going to open this check. I'm going to tell you what it's for. And you call in with a guess. Closest person to the amount of this check, I'm going to mail you the check. Okay? I'll do some in-house guesses, and then you can look at my poker face, and then figure out who has the best guess, and that's how your guess should go. All right.
Yep.
Now, this is what we're saying. It's a game that we like to call
How Much?
Last one. Let's make it a good one to end 2022. What do you say, boys? Okay.
Okay.
You win some, you lose some, don't you?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I gotta give it away. It's the game.
It's
you didn't choose this. It was the last one.
It was last one. Yeah, you should have cast it if you didn't want to give it away.
Yeah. Well, I'll just open it. I don't know how much is in there. This is from a TV show called Blackish.
Okay.
I was in one episode. I played a guy named Whitey. True story. True story. What are you laughing at over there?
Nothing.
Something.
Can't do that.
You got to tell us.
What are you laughing at?
Just everybody laughing at that comment that I made earlier.
Oh, so he's laughing at his work.
He's laughing at his own song. Good for you.
He's over there being prideful.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. So I did one episode of Blackish. It was called Martin Luther Skiing Day. This is for basic cable, internet rental, pay TV, and electronic sell-through. It is one check for all of that. How much is a screen actually
going to go high. I'm going to have a little confidence in you. $52.16.
$52.16. Sergeant Mark, have an eight balls deep.
I'm going to go with $22.95.
$22.95. Isaiah?
$17.76.
There it is. $17. All right. If I had to give the check away to somebody in this room, it would be Marcus. And this is not like you.
It isn't.
You had the highest bid this time. Normally you go...
I'm usually pretty...
You're very low.
Yeah, you're like
the stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm known for, but not today.
Today, he's in a good mood.
Because you look act like you wish you'd have cashed that one. So I thought it's a little bit higher.
Yeah. All right. Well, nobody in here is going to get this check. We're going to pick three random callers, and we'll see if their guess is any better than his guess.
Already got one pick.
Of them is going to get it. All right, give me that ball. All righty, first one is number 31. Number 31, the Alan Jackson. Whenever you're ready, you can let number 31 into the room. We'll talk to him.
All right, we'll see the room.
Hi, John Reap here. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jared in Southern Utah. How are you guys?
Doing great, buddy. Your name is Jared from Utah?
Jared. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, one time I asked you on social media what an idiot was, and you responded, "That's what the hell you are."
Well, that's what my dad's response was when I asked him.
Yeah.
I said, "Daddy, what's an idiot?" Right? He goes, "That's what the hell you are." I go, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he went on to tell me that I think he made up the definition on the spot. He goes, "Well, when you was a kid, you was an idiot."
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, because you're a little person, like a midget, and you're also ignorant because you don't know anything."
Right, you've not learned nothing yet.
You got an ignorant midget, idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah.
That's exactly, and there's so many of them. It's just, they're everywhere.
Well, is it Jared or Jerry?
Jared, J-A-R-E-D.
Jared. Man, what do you think about this Subway cat? Did that ruin your name for a while?
You know, a little bit, but I don't know if they're all over the country, but you know that Jared Jeweler, so I often get that too. So I prefer that one just because it's a little nicer.
Who's that?
It's the Jared Jewelry store.
Oh, Jewelry, yeah. Yeah. He went to Jared.
Exactly. So right. I prefer that over the...
And now we got Jared coming to us all the way from Utah. What's the weather like in Utah today, Jared?
Oddly enough, it's been a little rainy, but I still was in t-shirt and shorts. My sister's up in Salt Lake City, and she's freezing, so we got lucky.
What part of Utah are you in?
Do you know where St. George is? It's about 2 hours northeast of Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it's not too far from Las Vegas. No.
Exactly. You nailed it.
I've been to Salt Lake City, and I've been to Vegas. I don't think I've been to your town. Have you ever
Probably
seen me
did.
Live?
Go through.
Have you seen
I'm sorry, me? Cut you off.
Have you been to one of my shows?
Oh, no, but okay. I could probably quote somebody. Man, you're just hilarious. I love the football one where you know, your mic's not working and the pool story. I've listened to that like a thousand times.
That's a good one.
You're just a hilarious dude. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how famous your friends on your show, on your pod, or, you know, your live podcasts are around town, but they're just as awesome too.
Oh!
Thank you, Jared.
Look at you, buddy. Getting some love today. Good for you. Thanks, Jared. What do you do for a living? Oh, and are you a Mormon?
I am. Yes.
No. That's Utah. A lot of Mormons.
He's got a bunch of wives.
Guess how many wives he has.
Well, is that? Yeah, that is Mormon. You got one more wife?
I have one, and that's plenty for me.
Attaboy.
Good for you.
No, I grew up in San Diego, though. I was a Mormon down there, and then we moved up here when we got married. We were in Salt Lake for a lot of years, and I moved to Southern Utah.
Yeah.
Just to get back into the warmer weather again.
I got nothing against that, man. It's good old religious, you know, good morals established, and get you some women.
But here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, get on your can.
You know that listen to Slayer.
I saw when I landed in Salt Lake City one time, got off a plane. There was a bunch of people there that had these signs made up, and I guess they were like going crazy because their son had just got back from, is it a mission that you have to go on or something?
You don't have to go, but yeah, it's for 2 years.
I
went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go off and recruit, basically, I guess. Right?
Yes. They call the males elders.
More or less.
Elders and the females sisters.
Elders and sisters. All right. Well, Jared. Love you, buddy. What do you do for a living?
I work for an HVAC supplier here in town, so we keep people hot and cold.
I like
it. Yeah, that boy.
Very necessary. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen this episode of Blackish that I was in called Martin Luther Skiing Day.
I think so.
But I want to know what you think. How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check, Jared?
I'm going to say a weird number. I'm going to go $23.13.
$23.13. Put them on hold, the Alan Jackson. So far, Jared is winning because he's the only one who's
the callers
who's guessed. So, all right, put them on hold, the Alan Jackson, and we got two more callers. Let's spin the ball of balls, Marcus, and pick another ball, and we'll find out if the next caller can do better than Jared from Utah, the HVAC Mormon guy.
This thing is it's a little tough.
There it is. It just spilled out right there. Okay. Got the ball right here. Okay. Caller number 32. Caller number 32.
On the line.
On the line. John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Wow.
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I can hear you. What's your name, buddy?
Oh, John.
That's me.
Awesome. J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
J-O-N.
Yeah.
That's A-N-T-H-A-N.
Your name is John, or are you saying, oh, it's John. What's your name?
Oh, I'm live. Oh, I didn't know it until I heard you. Cool.
All right, buddy. So have we established what your name is?
Oh, I didn't think I was going to be live. So,
you are live right now.
Yes,
wow. Sir. I'm excited. I can't wait to get to know you a little bit, buddy.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well. We've got, I don't know, just under 360 days left to the next one. Can you tell me what your name is?
Roy. RJ, Roy. For short.
Did he say Roy?
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay.
Roy.
Ruly.
Ruly?
Leroy.
Leroy.
I think it's a made-up name.
Did he say it fast like Leroy?
I think it's a made-up name.
My real name. It's Leroy, but nobody ever calls me that, but I'll tell you that.
Okay, Leroy. I like it. I don't know many. I need more Leroys in my life.
I don't know any Leroys.
I mean, Leroy is a badass name.
Yeah.
I think there are songs about
Leroy Brown.
How's it go? Bad Leroy Brown.
Baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Have you better drink our dog.
Jingle dog.
Yeah.
Man, it's a privilege to talk to you guys.
The privilege is ours.
Oh, okay. Well, throw it back at me. Well, thank you for bringing me on to the show.
Oh, you're certainly welcome,
what
Leroy.
What you guys are doing is just awesome. So.
Thank you, man. What do you do for a living, Leroy?
Depends.
Well, how do you make money to pay bills?
Sell stocks.
Sell stock.
Did he say socks?
Stock, I think.
Stocks?
Yeah, if you buy low and sell high, you can make money.
Okay, stocks.
Is this the same guy
stocks
that was on a couple
bonds.
Weeks ago that sold on the street
corner? I'm still
quarter?
Not convinced it's a real person. Somebody pulling our leg.
No.
Hey, Leroy, where are you from? Where are you calling in from?
In North Kakalaki.
Okay, he's here in North Carolina.
Yeah, that last one was South Carolina, if memory serves me correct. The one it was.
Yeah.
So Leroy from North
Carolina. I'm still amazed that I'm on the show.
Yeah, man.
But what I do for a living is I make things better.
Make things better.
Well, already this show has gotten better because you've called in.
Because
Leroy's on it. What part of North Carolina, Leroy? What part of North Carolina?
Where they make Krispy Kreme. Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem. They also make Texas Pete
hell
there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Did you not know that, Leroy? Texas Pete is made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hell yeah. I've been wanting to talk about this forever. Texas Pete is the badass sauce. Oh.
It's okay. It's not as good as John Reap's Hickory Hot Sauce. I don't have a bottle right here. I'd show it to you.
Where's your bottle at?
It's in the other room.
I hear you.
Well, Leroy, yeah. I am so happy and delighted that you called. How did you know about the show? How did you know to call in?
Well, John, you've been around forever, man. I hear so much about you for a long time, and I can't wait to see the show that you're going to be on with
Larry David.
The legend. Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to come see me in Charlotte this weekend? I've got shows at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, not too far from Winston-Salem.
Oh, I saw the Cramps. Oh, they're back in 1987. Yeah, hell yeah. Do you have any tickets? I'd love to go see you.
I don't have them on me, but you could go to the website and you could purchase them.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Perhaps if you win this check, Leroy, you can afford to buy some tickets.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right, Leroy, let's figure this out.
Yes, sir.
How much is this Screen Actors Guild?
93.33.
What? 93.33.
Okay. All righty. Is that correct, Leroy? 93.33?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Put him on hold, the Alan Jackson. We got one more call.
Wow.
We got one more call. Wow. And we're going to see who will win. Don't hang up, Leroy. Don't hang up. What was the other guy's name? The guy before Leroy?
What was the guy's name before that?
Jared.
Jared and Leroy are on hold. We got one more call, the final call. And we're going to find out who's going to be number 73.
Nikki from Scotland, maybe.
Oh, I hope it's... Oh, that would be crazy. Do you think she's trying to call in?
All right, they're on the line.
Hello there, John Reap here. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I am Ken here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Ken in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's only 2 hours outside of where Jared is from. What do you do, Ken?
I am a cab driver that I do in Vegas.
Oh, man. You know what that means? He's got everything you need.
He's got stories, too.
He's got stories.
Yeah, cab but confessions. I'm not going to tell you any of them.
Yeah, well, come on. Nobody knows who you are.
Vegas stays in Vegas. Your show. In the cab.
I mean,
come on.
You get in a cab in Vegas, you just, whatever you want.
You can tell one. You can tell one story, man. Come on.
Do you have cameras in your cab?
Yes, we do.
Nice. That guy's sitting on a gold mine.
I know. Send some to the show, please.
Taxi cab confessions?
Yep.
they're all personal.
Oh, yeah. That means he's in it.
That means he's been.
In fact, you just saw your show in Vegas.
Oh, you saw my show in Vegas?
I did.
Yeah, my wife did.
Oh, how was it?
It was great.
It was great.
That sounds like Brenda.
It's stereo.
Well, thank you for coming to my show in Vegas. And thank you for calling
in. It's Terry.
What's that?
It was Terry.
Terry.
I took your pic. We took a pic together with you.
Yeah, I remember. It's Terry, yeah. That's right. How you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. Well, have you guys ever seen the show Black-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in one episode, and that's what this check is for. And I'm wondering if you know the amount. How much do you think this residual check is for?
$323.
Wow.
High hopes.
$323. Lock them in. Alrighty. Don't hang up because we have a winner. But I don't know who it is yet. And I don't know because I don't do math.
There's a machine for that.
We have a machine back here in the sound booth. We call it the algorithm mainframe machine.
NASA.
We got it from NASA.
We had to buy it from NASA. It wasn't cheap.
It cost a lot of money.
Luckily, Alan knew how to work it because...
He's a smart guy.
It didn't come with a manual.
Didn't come with a manual.
He figured it out.
But it takes two guys We got Moose back there.
Three of them. It was in one of the Superman movies.
It was in the Superman, the second one.
Yep, the one with Richard Pryor.
With Richard Pryor, the supercomputer. And it takes, you have to have two keys and then turn them simultaneously. So that means one person can't do it. It's far away.
Yeah,
it's like so two guys have to do it.
It's like a nuke code.
Nuclear code, yeah. Right. And so what happens is they feed the check into the mainframe of the supercomputer.
Yeah.
It does the math for us. We don't have to do the math.
Thank goodness, because I didn't go past General Math 2.
That's right. I don't know of any podcast that has this machine.
No, there's not one podcast that has.
And I know Isaiah didn't take any algebra. Did you go past General Math 1 or 2?
No, I didn't take any.
What's the highest math you ever take? Took?
Math 3.
Oh, there
math 3.
Three.
Oh, you're one above him? Wow. Whoa.
Fast.
That's it?
That's it.
You already have a winner?
That took like, what,
holy
2 seconds?
I feel like I just gave it to
See
him.
See how fast that machine
we
is.
Had a couple of them suffering from
Joe
that.
Rogan doesn't have anything like that. Theo no. Vaughn doesn't have anything like that.
Your mom's house don't have anything
yeah,
like
my
this?
My mom doesn't have anything like that.
That's a podcast, your mom's
oh,
house.
I thought yeah. It was like no, I was going with, your mom joke.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Well, I mean, we have a winner, everybody. And I don't know who it is. The only people in the world who knows who the winner is back there in that booth.
Yeah, this is three people.
Yep.
They might have told a third. I don't know.
I don't know if they told Colton.
Yeah.
It's just either Moose and Alan, the only ones that know.
I can't wait.
And pretty soon, I think maybe right now is a good time for us to find out who is the winner of this Screen Actors Guild residual check for one episode of the TV sitcom Black-ish. On the ABC network. What do you say, Marcus?
Please. I can't take it anymore.
The Alan Jackson, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's find out who the winner is.
All right, the winner is in the room with you.
Hello there, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yes, you're on right now, the Country-ish podcast. You've just won the residual check. Who am I talking to?
Leroy.
Leroy! All right.
That's the coolest name.
Wow.
And the best guess.
Congratulations, Leroy.
Oh. Oh, that's cool. Thank you.
I'm so excited for you.
Appreciate it.
Now,
oh, that's good.
Possibly,
oh, wow.
You can afford to buy tickets to my show.
Take a gamble.
Now, what was your guess, Leroy?
Oh, 93-33. It sounds like a country song.
All right. Well, the actual amount of this check.
Wow.
I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, buddy. You
appreciate
won $66.78.
Wow. You just get rid of you. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to sign it over.
Bruce.
And I'm going to hand it to you. Now you
really?
Well. If you come to my show in Charlotte, I'll hand it to you.
You're not going to hand it to me.
I will hand it to you. You come to my show in Charlotte, I'll hand it to you, Leroy.
Wow.
That's how you have to get it. I didn't tell you that part at the beginning of the show.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So you going to come to Charlotte?
I'm excited. Heck yeah. I only live in a half hour.
Right.
It's like an hour and a half.
It's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Split the difference.
Winston. Depends on the
yeah. Now, Leroy,
Hickory,
I want to
move to Hickory.
Well, come on.
I can buy a house in Hickory.
With that you can.
Not anymore.
No, I wish I could.
But let me tell you something, Leroy.
1937.
So here's what.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Here's the deal we've made.
Wow.
You've won the check. The check is yours if you want it. Or if you don't want it, you can take an item from the mystery box of merchandise. Oh my gosh.
There's so much stuff.
What do you think is in here? We got a JR hat. What's in this box? We got
what's in the box?
Reap's Peeps hat. We got belt buckles. Here's the hot sauce.
It was
way better than Texas Pete right here. John Reap.
Oh my gosh.
And we've got country-ish hats. We've got all kinds of different t-shirts. We got a Beezer Crafty Some Bitches t-shirt. We got Welcome to America, red neck, white trash, blue collar. I mean, you name it.
There's a kitchen sink in there.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart t-shirt. So here's the deal.
I think
Leroy,
Jimmy Hoffa is in there too.
You can have one of those items.
Put me on the spot.
Or I can mail the check to you. The choice is yours. I'll talk over all your asses.
I'd rather just meet you and like give me that check and just shake your hand and say hello.
All righty. Well, in order for you to do
that. And not pay the box.
In order for you to do that, you have to come to Charlotte. Ooh. Either Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night.
This week?
This week.
Yes.
I'm off art. I'm there.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So you just...
Can I bring a friend or two?
Well, listen, Leroy, you understand you're going to have to pay for the tickets. You're going to get this, but you're not getting free tickets. You have to pay for those.
Now we're negotiating.
Yeah. I've done my deal. The deal is you get the check.
It's
now, what you do with this check is up to you. I ain't giving you the free tickets, too. I got to make some money out of this deal.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just take the money and run.
Well, how are you going to get it?
Take the money and run.
Take the money and run.
How would you like to receive this check? Via mail? Or you want me to hand it to you?
U.S. Postal Service?
Leroy. I'll mail it to you, Leroy. I'll mail it to him. So here's what I want you to do, Leroy. If you don't come to the show, yes, that's fine. This is your check. You just have to figure out how you're going to get it. I can mail it to you.
I like to go to the show. I really like to go to the show. I really like to see you in person. I swear, I will show up and not say anything and ask for a selfie, what they do these days.
Yeah, we'll take a selfie after the show, after you've paid for your tickets and you've watched my show.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd like to bring my son down.
Just
there
so everybody knows, anytime you come to one of my shows, at the end I always take pictures with anybody who wants to take a picture.
You do.
I've got merchandise that you can pay for.
John, you're just so awesome. Yeah. Whatever works.
That's included in the ticket price when you purchase the ticket.
Yes, sir.
So go to my website, go to johnreap.com.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Go to countryish.com. Okay.
There you go.
And buy a ticket. Click on tour dates.
I'm it.
Buy a ticket.
I'm just a hillbilly.
Come to the show.
I appreciate it.
All righty. I'll hand it to you. What night do you think you might come? Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night?
I'm off work this week, so I'm lucky. So, yeah, Thursday or Friday, where works.
I'm just going to mail it to you, man. Might be easier for me.
Or, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Put him on pause. Leroy, God bless you. Thanks for calling. Hope to see you this weekend.
Sir.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir. It's all good. It's all good. I'm just talking shit.
Well, no, you won the check. I want you to have it. So come to my show. You can come Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You don't have to come to all of them. Choose one of those days. I know you're off all week, but you don't have to come 3 days in a row. Just pick one.
Well, I don't get many weeks off.
All right. Put them on hold. All right. Thank you, Leroy. Now,
winner.
Come to the show, or if you don't, send us an email through the website, countryish.com, and send us your address. And I will mail you this check. I want him to have the check. He won it fair and square. But I don't understand him. I don't know what's happening.
I think he wants a free ticket. But
he won the check.
Hey,
you have
give
to
me
purchase.
A free ticket.
No, you won the check, not the tickets. That's two separate things. We'll play another game for that, maybe.
Why not?
Yeah. All right, let's move on, guys. We're already an hour and a half. It's time to wind the show down. I hope you had a good time up in here, Marcus. You leaving?
I'm going to go back over to my spot.
Oh, okay. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
You can sit right here. Oh. We're done.
Let's do it.
This is where we just say goodbye to people.
I got
to
pee real bad.
You got to go pee? Go pee.
I'm going to go pee.
Go pee.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank
y'all
for watching. Any interesting comments? Is there any corrections? Any comments you want me to read? Or if you want me to read your comment live right now on the show, leave it right now so Ball can look at it and tell me. And then we'll try and get it done right now. And if you don't do it tonight, we'll do it next week. While you're doing that, I will plug my tour dates. Like I said, Leroy knows this. I'll be in Charlotte North Carolina, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Comedy Zone. Come see me December 29, 30, 31. Then after that, I will be in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone, January 13 and 14. Then after that, Nashville, Tennessee, Zany's Comedy Club, January 19, 20, 21. And then on April the 15th, save the date, we're doing a prom at Market on Main. It's called The Prom Part 2, The Redo. Save that date. All righty then. Anything?
Well, one of the things is that the wagon seemed to be the overwhelming gift of the choice.
Oh, I won?
You won.
Okay, cool.
So that's good. Also, between communication with that, she did try to call, but wasn't
able. Oh, the lady from Scotland?
So we're going to try and work some ways. WhatsApp was mentioned. So hopefully next time around she can pop in and actually make a call, come in and
cool.
Just go from there. But other than that, since this is to that point of goodbyes, get on there and do the stuff for the prom.
How many tickets have we? I mean, I'll ask you this off air, but I want to know how we're doing.
We are at 12 so far.
12, and it's a long way away.
And we haven't really pushed.
We haven't pushed it at all.
But we're about 3.5 months from it. So
yeah. I'm trying to sell tickets to Charlotte right now.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people commenting about possibly coming. It's just they haven't pulled the trigger yet. And plus, we know there's that local aspect that's going to be in there. So
aspect. Any corrections?
No corrections.
All right.
But I am getting closer, and hopefully we'll get a hold. But that girl from Waffle House, I got the names of the ones that got arrested, but not her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So
wow, that was good job, Bob.
So hopefully I can translate that out to not translate.
Track her down
and find out who she is. But they did arrest the other two.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so look, we're not just a live show that's on Facebook and YouTube. We're also a regular podcast for your ear holes. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, anywhere you get a podcast, we are there. And if you want to help us out, join our Patreon support page. For just $5 and up, you'll get access to our Country-ish After Dark. And I'm not sure whether we're doing the next one. What?
Aren't we doing two next
ones? We're going to try. Okay. We haven't locked it down yet. We need to discuss this.
Okie dokes.
But what we do is we zoom you guys into this showroom, and we talk to you one-on-one, video, chat. We get naked, you know. I don't get naked. Mark gets naked. A lot of teabagging happens. JK, it's whatever you want to happen will happen. We just play drinking games and we get to know you. And it's a fun little intimate country-ish after dark with you guys. But you have to be a Patreon supporter. To do that, go to country-ish after dark. Click on support. Alrighty then. Now, if you want to help us out and you don't have any money, you can simply write us a nice review on Apple Podcast. And we have a new one. Isaiah.
Yes, sir. We What's have a five-star review by Paula BH.
Got it.
Great show despite Stamos.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Marcus.
Why is this my ex-wife?
What is?
How do you know?
BH.
That's my ex-wife.
How do you know that?
That's her.
We doubt it. There's no way.
She don't have a B in her name.
That's her middle name, Barrier.
I didn't know that. You think she wrote this? Oh, my God. Well, read it. We got to read it.
I was reading this earlier, and I was just read laughing.
Before he starts reading ahead.
This podcast is great most of the time. Mm. I've been a fan of John Reaps for a long time, since the early 90s when I saw him dancing at Yesterday's. Oh. That guy can really move.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I love the residual The residual check and irrational national holiday segments. The Alan Jackson does a great job, and Elliot and Ball are warm-hearted, loyal interns. But please, 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 can we have more Sebastian and less Stamos?
What? What the hell?
He is a real Debbie Downer. He zones out, and he doesn't pay attention.
Oh, my God.
I had a whole book wrote about me.
He's always scratching himself and picking scabs. He's always looking randomly around the room, and he looks like he would rather be somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes, yeah.
He looks nothing like John Stamos. Are they even related? Does he even have to be there? And what does he do? Anyway, my name is Isaiah. And sometimes I put my finger up my butt and sniff it.
There you go.
How did you get the whole Paula B thing?
What are you talking about?
He said this is Isaiah.
No, no. You don't. Okay.
No, that's.
So I've always said, I don't know who wrote this. I've always said, whatever you write, Isaiah will read it.
Yeah.
And it make him say something funny. So that's what they did at the end. It's not him.
Oh.
They wanted him to say, my name is Isaiah, and what?
Do it again. Read my it. Name is Isaiah, and...
Wait, my name is Isaiah, and I might be on the spectrum, but that doesn't stop me from trying to gag myself when I'm deep-throating donkey dick.
Donkey dongs.
That's different than what you had.
Yeah, why is it different?
I hope that you isolate that, Moose, and...
Yeah, cut that.
Coble, everybody back there, remember that. We have that forever. And let's put it in the sound effects machine at some point.
It sounds like a hostess.
And then when you or Elliot are running the sound effects when he's not here, we'll always have him. And it'll just be like, I like my donkey dick. Yeah. That's how we'll have you here forever.
There we go.
So that's etched. What, whoever wrote this, that's what they did. They did that at the end. But it doesn't mean he wrote this.
No, but it's
Paula B. H. How do you know the B and the H stand for what you think it does?
I think you're going crazy.
That's her middle name, and then the H is her last name. Hunt.
Wow, dude.
Paula Berry Hunt.
Why would she dog you like
that's
that?
That's just awful, like coincidental. But thank you for the constructive feedback.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I kind of agree with her,
this person you? Gave us 5 stars.
You got did. 5 stars out of it. I'm fine with it.
So that's what we're saying.
We both stars. I don't care what's in
you. There. If you give us 5 stars, you can write anything you want, and he will read it.
Yeah. I'll
so be it. Creative. Be clever. That one was one of the best ones I've ever read.
Oh, that was the best one.
Wow, Paula.
I'll take that.
Especially all that bashing Stamos and stuff. That was perfect.
I'll take it. I'll own it, and I will do better.
All right, everybody. Marcus, I love you. I don't care what they say.
Me
I'm
either.
Glad you're here. All right. Any final thoughts? Oh, I never showed pictures from Christmas.
Look at those sweaters.
Look at me in the boo thing.
She's got a bow tie.
We did our Christmas sweaters. Merry is the way. There's the fam. 3-dog night. We got 3 dogs.
My goodness.
Look at that. Oh, that's what I got for Christmas, an Elvis jumpsuit.
Love you was that. Wearing that Monday at the nursing home.
Well, I visited Dad in my Elvis jumpsuit.
And you did? Oh, that's
good.
Me
walk around and do Elvis for him. Then it was nap time. That's nap time after you eat and after you open gifts. I sleep like a mummy, apparently.
You look
but that was good. Good Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, we got to wrap it up. Any final comments? I mean, we're going to wrap it up now.
Just everybody have a great New Year's. Be safe.
Yep. And Booth, anything? We're good? All righty. Well, for Sergeant Mark, having
have
eight
a
balls deep.
I can't ever get it right either.
For the young Hasty Gen Z intern Isaiah. For John Stamos's little half-brother, Marcus Stamos. My name is John Reap, and I wish you a bicycle.
Life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every day and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and your self-park cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. you got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Picking scabs, Mark. Yeah, you gotta get this stuff.
Why was there two different versions?
How was your eczema?
It's good.
Let me see it. Hold it up. Hold your eczema up to the camera.
Yeah, just on my arms.
Oh, it's on your arms, not your hands.
Yep.
Oh,
let me scratch.
Just right there and right there.
Now you got me scratching. Anyway,
it's contagious.
Why do people stick around for this part? I don't know. Go to countryish.com and click on Patreon, Leroy. Yep. You listen to me, Leroy? You won the check, now pay for a damn ticket. Huh? What'd you get me for Christmas? Nothing. Buy a ticket. There's my present.